This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There may not be any sports on TV, but many games are being played. Remember, politics, folks, is a blood sport. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The question you should be asking yourself right now in the world of political sportsmanship, if that even exists, because it's really an oxymoron. There is no such thing as political sportsmanship. But the question you should ask yourself is, what games are being played right now? You have to understand, leftists continually play games. While the adults, that would be you and me, we constantly try to stop them. The conservative movement does nothing except try to thwart the game of leftists. We tell them to grow up, but they love their games. The Chinese Wuhan scare is one of the latest games. It is the hoax of 2020. It has but one purpose, and that purpose is getting rid of Donald Trump. If you side with quarantines and you believe these fictitious numbers, which, by the way, I saw a number while I was at the airport, and I apologize, we had to run a best of show the other day, but we had some problems at the studio where I was at, and I couldn't get a show in. But anyway, I was at the airport, and they said 4 million people or so, 4 plus million people have died worldwide, and 200,000. Now, I want you to understand that is far less than H1N1 killed around the world. Boy, so how do we stop them? Let me just tell you, the way you fight the left, first of all, is you have to give them a taste of their own medicine. For example, sue for your own money back because you had to educate your children. Aren't you entitled to a rebate of your tax dollars, given that for a month and a half you've been responsible for your kids' education? Figuring 9 months, you had a pretty significant piece of your child's education. 1/6 of it. How much do you pay in taxes for that? You should get some of your money back. I think we should be suing for being locked down. Sue businesses for making you wear a mask. Tell your doctor to write you a note that says you have trouble breathing and a mask impedes your ability to breathe properly, so you can't wear a mask. How about you get, we just go to the doctor and we get a doctor's order that says no, Kevin Jackson can't even wear a mask. Sue. We're right now, we got a petition out. I hope you guys will sign it for getting our money back for you homeschooling. We're going to start lawsuits for lockdowns. Never again should a state be able to lock down its citizens. Really, quite frankly, under any circumstances. Who defines what a pandemic is? Or who defines what is it that's so bad that we have to give up our basic human rights? I don't know about you guys, but I've seen enough. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you can find out more about us. Download it anytime. You can go. It's a podcast as well. Meanwhile, I'm glad you guys are here. I love telling you my take on things. I don't know whether this is your take. I believe many of you agree with me. I had to do an event in Las Vegas, and we were talking about this lockdown, and it seemed like they overwhelmingly agreed with me that the government shouldn't be allowed to do this. Look, if they've got the guts to target Donald Trump, what do you think they'll do to you and me? I will tell you, we have people in this government that care nothing about our rights as citizens. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing, less than nothing. Everybody is above you. In case you missed it, folks, You are living through all of the things that I'm describing. It isn't like this is some you know, existential thing that you're looking at from afar. You are in the midst of this thing. You may be coming out of a lockdown, but congratulations. Oh, man, I'm so glad they opened the country. What do you mean you're glad they opened the country? The country should have always been open to you. The government should not be able to just arbitrarily, and here's what I'm talking about arbitrarily, faking the numbers. They fake the number of people who are infected. Oh, it's this many. It's many, many more who've been cured. Self-cured. Had it, got rid of it. Then they tell, oh, it's you can still pass it. You're still communicable. How do you know? You know, I asked the other day, what is the science of 6 feet? Who came up with that? Why not 4 feet? Did they do spit tests? This isn't like blood spatter. They have no clue. Why not make it 10 feet? Why not 100 feet? It's arbitrary. It's as arbitrary as how much they charge you for driving in the HOV lane illegally. It's $378.27. Yeah, well, who pulled 6 foot is the separation distance needed out of their butt? Fauci or Burks or whomever? These are bureaucrats that know nothing. Bureaucrats that want you to believe that they are the intelligentsia, and they rely on, here it is, the magic word, science. Science will do it. Yeah, science will do it. Folks, we're getting games played on us. The game of get Trump. The game of get conservatives. The game of get Republicans, no matter what. And let me tell you, the other side are experts at games. They are expert at putting the rules together and then abandoning the rules, changing them to suit their own needs, and you wonder why we never win the game. This is the closest you've come to winning the game, because we have a person that says, I'll play by your rules, but then I'm going to start throwing them out. So, we got Chinese Wuhan, we're coming out of it, and you know the big warning. The big warning is, oh my gosh, it could come again. Look at what's happening in South Korea. Look what everybody's saying. It could be worse than what it was to begin with. Certainly it will be, especially during flu season. I just want you to consider what's happening to you. I want you to consider that you voluntarily self-enslaved and self-imprisoned, and this is part of the game. What does it take to get people to give up their rights? George Bush did it with the Patriot Act. Oh, we had mean people attack us. Let's give up our rights. Let's let people spy on us, because you know what? We may have criminals in our midst.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Games people play tonight or day, they're just not stopping what they could do
to keep me feeling blue. You remember that song about the Spinners? Ah, y'all are too young. Y'all are too young. That was a great song. Oh my gosh, games people play. Well, we're in the midst of games leftist play, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Night or day, they're just not matching. Anyway, lockdown is a game. But think about this. While this began decades ago, it was about one decade ago under Obama when leftists thought they had everything in place, folks. They were prepared for anything we could bring, could throw at them. So much so that they said, bring us Donald Trump. Woo! And we brought it. Yeah, we brought Donald Trump. And then they told us, if you guys remember, they said the only way now, once Donald Trump beat him, they said the only way we can stop him is we got to impeach him. And they did it. They impeached Donald J. Trump. But it failed. They voted for impeachment and it failed.
Win and win. We've got two wins, right? So then they said, you know what? We do have one more nuclear option. We can hurt everybody, including our own. And you know what? Our own won't care that we had to crack a few eggs to make some omelets. So Hollywood, forget about it. No movies. You got streaming services. Figure it out. Right? Schools, indoctrination will cease temporarily. Don't worry. We'll put it on the parents. Soon they'll be begging us to put it, you know, put these kids back in school. And on, right? They had all these things they were doing. More games. Games people play. Yeah. So I was giving you guys some solutions. I said, what do you do to when somebody's playing games? It's one thing when you're in a serious negotiation and then you find out somebody's gaming you. Maybe it's a serious relationship and you find out somebody's gaming you. Right? What do you do? You tend to get upset because you're going, look, I'm here in good faith trying to work something out here and you're playing games. You're waiting on a better offer. Well, you got to sue. So I've given you a couple of things. We've got petitions out. They'll be up on the website, KevinJackson.com. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJackson.com. The KevinJacksonShow.com. I don't even know who that belongs to, but go show him some love. He's got a good name. The KevinJacksonShow.com. Anyway, dare him to arrest you. Now we've gone beyond lawsuits that say, I'm going to put you in court and you're going to have to rationalize why you decided to do a lockdown. You're going to have to go and tell me the data. I want to know what data, what model did you use that said 2 million people would die? Because I'm going to go look at the model of H1N1. I'm going to go look at the model of, you know, whatever other diseases have come through. And I'm going to see how it compares. Then I'm going to look at outcomes. And we're going to look at the data of people at hospitals and underlying illnesses, and we're going to study the crap out of it. And you know what? I'm going to get government funding to do all this. And when I find out that you've been lying to me, I'm going to sue the pants off of you. But in the meantime, and thank God we've got a bunch of conservatives out there, people are saying enough is enough. The states that have continued to remain shut are shut for one reason and one reason only. To get Donald Trump, ergo to get you. They are punishing you, and they believe that if they can crowbar this economy, they can defeat Donald Trump. It's really that simple. But you're fighting back. And I'll give you an example. 3,000 California churches, 2.5 members said, to heck with Gavin Newsom. We're doing in-person services. Pastors say, you didn't check with us. And we are an essential business. I don't know how you guys feel out there in the land of radio, in the land of reality, right? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, but I'm going to tell you something. In my life, church is a necessity. God is a necessity. He is an essential business. How do you feel? God rules everything in my life. I don't make a mistake about it. I'm far from perfect. But God rules my life. I need God. And I can tell you this. You can try to be a Christian outside of church. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You got to go to church. And I'm not talking Easter. I'm talking about, or Christmas. I'm talking about you need to be going to church consistently. You need to be surrounded by like-minded people. And here's what you'll find out. There are many, many more of us than there are of them. Oh, there are people out there that think they're them. They think they're leftists because they haven't been around you. They think you are too sanctimonious, too goody-two-shoes, and they don't want to be held to your standard because they think it's too high of a standard. You want to know why? Because they don't know that you're just as fallible as they are. You have the same sins, the same temptations as those suckers on the left. The only difference is you have a moral core. You understand when you have problems and issues, and you use a higher power. You use something that guides you, that being the Bible or the Torah, whatever it may be.
So these 3,000 California churches say, I love this. Let me tell you why. This is an amazing strategy. I dare Gavin Newsom to start arresting pastors. I dare Gavin Newsom to start arresting parishioners of church. I dare him. See, this is where I talk about the conservative movement has to develop strategies. And I'm so happy these pastors are doing this now. But you know what? I wish these pastors had done it the day of. They said, we're not missing service. There were a couple of them. Remember the one pastor? That guy. That's a hero. I'm going to tell you something. Don't point to me and doctors and nurses and first responders or whatever in the great Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020. They are not heroes. The heroes are that lady who said, I'm going to do my job in Texas and open my salon, despite what you tell me, because I got to make a living. The pastor that I just described who says, you know what? I don't care. We're holding church service. You can arrest me. If you want for people to sympathize with who you are as a Christian or a Christ follower, or however you describe yourself, if you want them to understand us, then tell them, why are you arresting me for doing something that I do each and every day, and it's my choice? If I choose to die in the presence of other people that think like me, who are you to stop me? Hello, abortionist, are you on? Is this thing on for you? Do I have a right to choose how I die? Can I die on my own operating table, so to speak? See, we got to make them make the choices. Force their hand. How many Christians pastors do you think it would take getting arrested before a movement in this country came about that said, hey, y'all better back off. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top U.S. health officials continue to testify on Capitol Hill in a Senate hearing regarding the deadly coronavirus outbreak, Senate Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, says there's only one way to reopen the country.
All roads back to work and back to school run through testing.
Alexander continues,
underestimated how contagious it would be, underestimated how it can travel silently in people without symptoms to infect other people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrats for seeing the COVID-19 economic recovery as an opportunity for a fundamental change to the economy. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the House and Senate Democrats are cobbling together a partisan wish list of what they want to see in the next phase of coronavirus legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court continuing to work remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus.
Disney will release its recording of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus July 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And life without lockdown in Sweden is one of the few countries not to issue mandatory restrictions, instead relying on people to act responsibly on their own. James Longman is in Stockholm with more. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. We left Denmark this morning, a country that's been locked down for about a month, and arrived here in Sweden, where there is no official lockdown in place. It is rather strange to see, but the government says that the illnesses are not spreading as much as they once were. You can see people in cafes and restaurants enjoying being out in the sun. Actually, when I was in checked into the hotel this morning, the receptionist said people from all over the world have checked in. Now, it's not totally normal here. It's just that authorities are asking people to take more social responsibility, more individual responsibility, advising against crowds and saying people should work from home where possible. The government says all this is working. Infections have peaked April 15th and they're slowly achieving immunity. 600,000 people possibly may achieve may now no longer have the virus by May 1st. Robin?
Why don't we look and see who had a lockdown, who didn't have a lockdown, and how things went? We already know the governor of South Dakota, who is a friend of mine, she didn't lock down. South Dakota should be a beacon of what happens when you don't, you know, curtail people's basic human rights. Not rights guaranteed by Constitution, rights guaranteed to you because you have air in your lungs. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Games people play, folks. Games leftists play. That's what they do. They play games. What really upsets me about it is it's not a game. This is your life. I want you to understand, if we were all working together to better mankind the way leftists claim that they want to do, things would be better. They're not better. We don't have better race relationships. We don't have better relationships between Christians and atheists, men and women. Gays and not gays, all because why? You think it's because of us? No, it's because of them. Games leftists play. They are against conservatives. They are against Christian conservatives even more. So, Gavin Newsom, you can't go, you can't meet for church. It's non-essential. Governor Pritzker of Illinois, one of the most crooked guys on the planet, probably will go to prison like most governors of Illinois. He wants to limit church services to 50 people. How many churches do you think have 50 people that come every week? And who is he to say that in our lives that, you know, Christ isn't a big deal? You can't get together on that. They have people breaking up parties. They gave them a name like, COVID police or something like that. Breaking up parties, private things that you do at your own home. You may say you can't congregate at a Walmart or something like that. You can't tell me to social distance jack in my house. But they did. The jack boot right on your neck. Bang. This article asks, is social distancing a farce? It was essentially that. That was the title. And I ask, was the Pope a fraud? The majority of Chinese Wuhan cases in New York came from people who stayed home. 95% of the Chinese Wuhan virus cases in Europe, we found out, had underlying issues that would have killed them anyway if they'd gotten the flu. You want to get sick or killed, folks? Stay home or go to the hospital. The best place for you to live your life is live it out and about. It's called work, folks. It's called vacation. It's called get-togethers. It's called outings. It's called shopping. Home can be a very beautiful place when it's built on the backs of conservatives. In other words, if you've got a conservative mother in the house, home is a beautiful place. More than likely, if you've got a conservative father, particularly joined by a conservative mother, not a wishy-washy one who can influence him, you probably have an amazing place. I have so many conservative friends that I say this all the time. Man, it would have been amazing to be the child of Mr. Bauer. Or Mr. Brower, or Mr. Bush, or Mr. Holcomb. It would have been amazing to be their son. What these people have taught me, their generosity, being gentlemen. Unbelievable. Yeah, home can be a beautiful place, but it's mostly to rest your head and to get some training from people who know more about life than you. The problem with leftists is there is no, as my grandmother would call, that boy ain't got no home training. He ain't got no kind of home training. Neither that girl. Look at that little old fast thing over there. She ain't got no home training. What they're saying is they don't have anybody that's shown them the way. It's told them, look, that's not the way things should go. They ain't got no home training. What do you think about it? Who's promoting this continued shutdown? Who's promoting the fear and panic? Who wants churches and mom and pop shops closed? Who wants to arrest capitalists who dare try to make a living? Who keeps lying about the stats, exaggerating the deaths? They are all liberals. Everybody complaining. What else do you need to know? They don't want it to go back to normal. AOC racialized it. No, if you're black, you have a much better chance of dying. Stay there and get your welfare check. Get that stimulus check. Don't go out there and be self-sufficient. Don't go out there and say, you know what? Life is a risk. These people act like they can prevent death all the time.
We death has got nothing on us. We will stop death anytime we choose.
Unbelievable. I said this, there was a illegal alien that said, I did it to feed my family. And the salon owner said, I did it to feed my family. But only one of those acts is noble. The person sneaking into our country to feed his family, that's noble. A person opening their salon so they can feed their family and employ people, that's not noble. I want to just point out some of the inconsistencies, folks, of being a leftist. If polls are not safe to go to in November, then why is it you can go to Walmart or Costco or Lowe's or Target? Are they any safer? Of course not. But that doesn't matter because it's not about your safety. You know, leftists don't care about your safety. They care about their vote. Games, well, that's all these people do. They play games. Games. I'm going to talk more in this particular show about the games being played with Mike Flynn and the games being played with Joe Biden. If we get to Biden, I don't know if we're going to have time. The games get played all the time. Ilhan Omar called the freeing of Mike Flynn white privilege. The freeing of Mike Flynn is white privilege. A man who was wrongly prosecuted by the FBI. A man who lost everything. He went bankrupt fighting bogus, made-up, trumped-up charges. Pardon the Trump pun, because it certainly wasn't intended. And that is Ilhan Omar's definition of privilege. White privilege. He had the privilege of, for the last 3 years, living under a cloud, being accused of something he's hadn't done. It's like the privilege, for example, that this kid who got accused of rape by a girl, football player, got accused of rape. Turned out it was consensual sex. She just didn't want her dad and her mom to find out. And he loses his NFL career. $25 million contract. Yeah, that's white privilege. I mean, these people are deranged. I could come on here, honest to goodness, on the Kevin Jackson Show every day, give you the most insane things, and I'm going to tell you, it will be, there will be something the next day that will beat the level of insanity that I talked about the day before. I promise you. Kimberly Strassel tweeted, "The egomania of Comey is chilling." This is after Comey made an announcement. I'm jumping around a bit, but I got a point to all this. A neutral IG found him guilty of insubordination, leaking, reckless behavior. Latest filings show entire DOJ leadership condemned his Flynn actions. His response is to say the rest of the world has, quote, lost its way. Scary that a man so untethered ran the FBI. She's 100% right. But let me tell you, folks, in the time that we live in, the bizarro time, bizarro world, that is the guy you put in charge of the FBI. That is how leftists do things. They take the least competent person and stick them somewhere. Susan Rice got people killed. She and Hillary Clinton. She got a promotion after Benghazi. A promotion. Molly Hemingway said, "Do you expect the media? Do not expect the media who perpetuated the Russian collusion hoax to report honestly about any aspect of the Russian collusion hoax. They have to defame Barr and Jensen in order to save themselves. Be skeptical of their furious spin."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
President Trump and his top aides have been routinely ignoring the truth and pushing phony conspiracy theories.
The president seems to be saying that this was a case of entrapment, that Michael Flynn was essentially pressured into line. What is your response?
I think that's hogwash.
There are all kinds of conspiracy theories about how he was entrapped.
The FBI didn't do anything wrong here, so I think that's important because there are a lot of sort of conspiracy theories.
They all work together, and, the Fox
news people in the White House fuel these sort of rumors.
Do they send these around with fax machines? They come up with these conspiracy theories and they send them around with fax machines.
They should just knock it off and realize that their ridiculous conspiracy theories are going to be knocked down.
Stop. Stop with the conspiracy theories.
So I think that loud sound you heard at about 12:30 Eastern was the sound of 10,000 conspiracy theories by the Trump defenders exploding.
The sound you hear is a million conspiracy theories exploding.
I could call them the Trumpettes. All over the country, their heads were blown up.
Here's another conspiracy theory that has been blown to bits.
Trump talking points and right-wing media conspiracies demolished.
Poor Michael Flynn. He was duped.
It's so embarrassing. You know, when you push all your chips in the middle of the table, you better be damn sure you got a good hand.
Yep. The FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn.
She knew better. Wrong.
That was a mashup of all the conspiracy theories, and it was old stuff. That was back from early on when Donald Trump was saying that they entrapped Mike Flynn. Anyway, glad you guys are back. I want to play a clip. Can you get that one ready with Brennan? Both Brennan and Clapper testify at two different things. They are both bona fide liars. They've lied to Congress. But here is this clip of both of them speaking on two relatively the same issues but different parts of it. Here you go.
Director Brennan, do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier?
I don't.
Do you know if the FBI paid for any a portion of the Steele dossier?
I don't know. I know that there are press reports related to that, but I don't know. I have no first-hand knowledge
of that. He now refers to it as the fake dossier, which is why I wanted to make the point that some of it has been corroborated.
Right.
But far from all of it. Do you think more or most of it is true, or would we know that by now?
Well, I don't know that. First, I did want to comment on the pedigree of the financing, the audit trail there. When we did our Intelligence Committee assessment, we were aware that the there had been research done and that some Republican candidates, as a matter of fact, had contracted through, I think, Fusion GPS to obtain what later became what's known as the dossier.
So Clinton paid for part of it, but it had been started and paid for by
off,
Republicans.
That okay. work was, as I understand it, was handed off later to the DNC or the Clinton campaign.
So there you had Brennan lying. And Clapper, during an interview, essentially trying to provide some cover by, well, the Republicans had it first, but then we handed it off, and so he effectively refutes Clapper. I mean, Brennan. Psst. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Glad you're with me. So the salon owner was freed. I'm talking about the games that are getting played and us fighting back. What do we do? Well, this capitalist, this salon lady, said, I'm going to go to work. That's what I'm going to do. She gets jailed. And you know what happened? A whole can of, you know, whoop butt got opened up because people were saying, how dare you put a woman in jail who wants to make a living? You got 3,000 people, pastors, in California representing 2.5 million people. Is that enough to flip California? Don't know, don't care. But because it probably isn't. But it's enough to get attention. It's enough to get the religious right, looking at what's going on in this whole scenario and saying, you know what, guys? We might not have thought Donald Trump was a pious man. But I can tell you what, the Democrats don't want you in church. They don't like you Christians. Governor Pritzker of Illinois at one point said churches would not reopen for a year. Now he says, well, we'll let him have up to 50 people at a time because he knows how many people it takes to get sick or not sick. Why? Science. Come on, people. You know the game. Science. It's the answer to everything. Excuse me, but I was looking at my taxes. Hey, science. Oh, sorry. You're right. It's all about the science. Yeah. You got speech police on Facebook. Oh, hey, those of you who haven't joined TeaPartyCommunity.org, thank you. Thank you for telling us, hey, we need another place to go so we don't get shut down. Luckily, there's a group that just started this new YouTube type thing where you can load videos up and they can't take your site down. I heard it got 2.5 million people the first day. How many people do you think came over to Tea Party Community? TeaPartyCommunity.org, a Facebook equivalent. We got a couple hundred thousand people that came over. We've been doing this now for 4 years, living on people sending in 5, 10, 20 bucks here and there, trying to keep the lights on over there. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg sets up an oversight board empowered to take down Post. And it's full of nonpartisan people, right? Yeah. Pam Karlan, one of the people who's on this oversight board, testified to impeach President Trump. Find me a conservative that sits on the Facebook board. We'll wait for you on the Kevin Jackson Show. Send me a note to thekevinjacksonshow.com. Call us at 844-551-8255. Show me where Facebook is going to give us any quarter over the next election cycle after that. These people are getting better and better at shutting us down. And no offense, I'm not trying to lecture you, but you're letting them. Twitter, you think he likes Trump? You think this guy would do anything to take Trump off? He knows, though, with us in control of the government, he can't do it. What do you think Twitter's going to do if the Democrats get control of the government? You think they're going to go up there, spend some money, and say, hey, we should be able to kick off whoever we want, and if it's a Donald Trump-type person that's rising, we can silence them. If they aren't saying the things we want done, we can silence them. What did they try to do to Mike Flynn? Silence him. Silence him. Yeah. We're talking about this situation where Andrew McCabe decided that he was going to get Flynn at the direction of Comey, at the direction of President Obama. And we have a new director of the FBI who doesn't care. He doesn't care. But Flynn is about to take a flamethrower. He's about to, what do they call that machine gun that Jesse Ventura had in Predator, the saw? I mean, it just mows down the jungle. That's what's about to happen. Michael Flynn, this one guy wrote, is a very dangerous man, especially in D.C., a place held together by secrets and people who want to keep them hidden. And elites recognize the fact that a rogue Flynn could add up to big trouble for such secrets and those they would expose. One FBI insider said General Flynn might take a flamethrower to this town before he is done. Would you blame him? I wouldn't. What else do we have as a game that's being played? The game of Tara Reid and Joe Biden? Did you see the rules of that game change? The Me Too movement? The one that wants to get only the men who've done heinous things to women, and rightfully so. If you have molested a woman, sexually abused a woman in any way, made her feel uncomfortable, and I'm not talking about, you know, stuff that can happen because it's different personalities. You're a type A and she's an introvert and she feels a little that, and you don't even know. I'm not talking about that. That kind of stuff can happen. I'm talking about when you know you've intimidated them or you're in a position of power and you take advantage of that. I watched a show the other day called The Assistant. You should watch it. You know what it's about? It's about a Hollywood guy who goes out and he gets women that he wants, young girls, mostly over the age of 18. He wines them and dines them. He flies them all over the place having sex with them. And the gist of it is, we let it slide. These women are of age, and we let it slide. That is the gist of the show. You should watch it. It's got the girl from Ozark, Ruth, in it. She plays the assistant. And she recognizes what's going on. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but let me just tell you, business as usual. They know what's going on. They don't care. That's what DC is. All these games, they know what's going on and they don't care.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.